Just doing a mic check. Are we ready to go, AGP? Okay, thank you. With that, welcome everybody. Today we are here at the multi-purpose room at the Moore Bay Community Center, located at 1001 Kennedy Way. This is our joint meeting between the City of Moore Bay and Cayuga Sanitary District. It's Thursday, September 10th. And we will call the meeting to order. We do have Councilmember Heading, Councilmember Smuckler, Councilmember Johnson, and myself present. Thank you. I had to get through that. And so we will call the meeting to order. We were informed after the agenda was posted that the Cayuga CSD did not have a quorum for this meeting. So I'll look to our attorney and for his comments and recommendation on how we proceed on this.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. As you know, pursuant to the joint powers agreement between the Cayuga Sanitary District and the City of Morro Bay, this is actually a joint meeting of two separate bodies. It's not a meeting of a joint body. And therefore, there is a quorum for the Morro Bay City Council. This does serve as a meeting of the Morro Bay City Council. However, under the joint powers agreement, the two bodies have agreed that no business or action should be taken unless both quorum of both bodies are present at the joint meeting. So my recommendation is that the meeting has been called to meeting after that.
Thanks very much, Mr. Fox. And with that, we have questions.
Thank you for that review, Mr. Fox. Just a quick question, because there are some items on the agenda that I don't think are time sensitive in the sense that if we don't take action tonight, it will cause a negative effect to the operations of our existing wastewater plant. But I would like to give Mr. Keough a chance to confirm this, to reschedule to tonight. And so now we're two meetings in without taking action, and I'm not sure if that's going to cause an issue with the operations of the plant and any action that was planned to be taken tonight.
Where am I? Thank you. No, by not taking action tonight, there's nothing time sensitive on the agenda. The audit is probably the most pressing because the boards wanted to review the audit, and I'm not quite sure if they approve, adopt, or whatever, but that can come back. I think the sanitary district has already spoken to Susan about it. I don't think there's any surprises in there, and there's really nothing else. It's more informational items for both the board and the council to hear, and if we had something, we certainly would have screamed a little louder.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Noah. Thanks, Bruce. And with that, we'll roll into public comment and any council board announcement. Do you want to proceed with any announcements? Are there any announcements from the board? Seeing none, I'll go into a public comment. For anybody that would like to speak to anything not on the agenda, for public comment, please come forward.
Good evening, Bill Martin, Morro Bay. Actually, I was more here for the meeting, but I just thought I'd give a quick point of information. I attended one of our neighbors, kind of a ranch gathering. We have a ranch behind Cayugas, and I just thought for the Morro Bay City Council, some of their feedback. And this is not coming from the actual Cayugas board, but the general consensus is that they went their separate way when they heard about the $100 million price tag that Morro Bay was, you know, quoting as far as a potential
Mr.
on
Martin,
the wastewater.
That mic is not working.
Okay.
Let me grab one.
Okay, great.
A little technical difficulty. Thanks, Nancy.
Just again, I was
it's
at
not on
ranch
Bill.
Meeting.
I'm so sorry.
No problem.
It's not on, though.
Okay.
It's your magnetic personality.
We'll get it.
There.
Yeah.
I can hear you now.
Perfect. Okay, I better hold this away. Again, Bill Martini, Morro Bay. Take three. So the main comment was I was at a ranch gathering. Always been my concern was the original cost was somewhere in $35 million range. And when we're going to duplicate it inland, how the price tag has kind of climbed up into the $75 to $100 million range. But just to let you know, that was a general feedback from the public in Cayucas was they couldn't see the price tag that Morro Bay was quoting, and that's one of the reasons or the main reason they were going their separate way. So just for your information. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Thank you. All right. Any more for public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for any comments or questions. Is this mic on? Are we good with the mic on this one?
Yes,
okay, good. We're just checking with technical difficulties here. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board. Any comments from the board? Seeing none, at this point, per our recommendation, we can adjourn the meeting. We do have on the agenda the schedule of the next joint meeting and future agenda items. Are there any future?
We will. Rob Leivick, Public Works Director. We will work with the Cayucas Sanitary District General Manager to locate a venue and date for that. I know they've informed us that the Cayucas Vets Hall is not available for the next meeting, so they would not be able to host that in Cayucas.
I'm sure we could host it here.
I think we can host it here. We can always find a room in Morro Bay.
Yep.
Yeah. What's the tentative date on that?
The 13th of October. A second. I have a calendar.
8th.
October 8th.
October 8th. Tentatively October 8th. And tentatively right here at this room?
Perhaps.
Okay.
We'll work that out and let everybody know.
Okay, great. And with that, unless there's any other closing remarks, we'll adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.